Every year on this Sunday before Pentecost, we celebrate the ascension of our Lord, that 40th day after Easter, the risen Christ taken up into the clouds, as is commemorated in our beautiful stained glass window over there, as the disciples watch him going up into the clouds. But why did Jesus have to ascend into heaven? He was raised from the dead. He was appearing to his disciples, teaching them, getting them ready to begin their mission. So why did Jesus have to remove himself before the disciples could begin their work? Well, we are in graduation season right now. Some of our families here are celebrating high school graduations, college graduations, even preschool graduations and middle school graduations and all the other graduations. But graduation kind of reminds us that once we have learned what we need to learn from our teacher, the teacher needs to step out of the way so that the student then can begin to practice what they have learned from their teacher. Maybe this is a part of what the ascension means, that Jesus, as Luke tells us in the gospel, withdrew from his disciples, kind of making room for them to begin then to take upon themselves the task that Jesus had assigned to them, that repentance and forgiveness of sins be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Jesus could have gone and done that personally as the risen Christ, appearing here and there, but instead, Jesus prefers to work through us. That's a theme that runs all the way through Scripture. There's tons and tons of things that God could do all by himself, but instead God chooses to carry out his work, to achieve his purposes through human beings, through his chosen apostles, and through all of us as his disciples here today. I just returned yesterday from our Synod Assembly that was held in Hunt Valley this year, learning about all of the amazing things that are happening here in our Synod, the 160-some congregations in Maryland and Delaware, of which we are one, all of the many ways in which God continues to carry out his purpose, raising up disciples, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, beginning new congregations, so much that is happening, and all that is happening, as a matter of fact, in our ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, we have our motto is God's work, our hands. So the work is God's work, but God chooses to do it using our hands. And so Jesus ascended into heaven so that then God could continue his work through us, so that our hands become the hands of Christ, our feet become the feet of Christ, we together become the body of Christ. And of course, our children in the children's sermon already knew that when I asked, how could Jesus be way up in heaven and yet be right down here with us? The answer, the Holy Spirit. Jesus ascends into heaven so that he can send the Holy Spirit down. We'll be celebrating that coming of the Holy Spirit next Sunday. So this Sunday and this time period between the ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit in the life of the apostles was a time of intensive prayer. They knew that the Holy Spirit was coming soon. They didn't know when the Spirit was coming. They didn't know how the Spirit would come. So they spent those 10 days in prayer, asking God to prepare them to receive this gift that Jesus had promised. And so these days, this week now, between Ascension Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, is a good time for us to spend in prayer, knowing we have already received the gift of the Spirit in baptism. Next Sunday, we'll be asking God to stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit in Tanner. That as we ask God to prepare Tanner for the renewal of the gift of the Holy Spirit in his life, it's a good week for us to spend also asking God to stir up that gift in us, to bring spiritual renewal, new vitality, fresh energy to our work for God here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Facing many challenges, as most congregations are these days, but knowing that the God whom we serve is equal to all challenges, and that God will continue to do amazing things here. God's work, our hands. In Jesus' name, amen.